This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. BOGO is back for 1 week only. For allergies, pet smells, or any odor you need to get rid of, you need the Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Get the Eden Pure Thunderstorm today at EdenPureDeals.com with code Howie. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code Howie.
The numbers are in. Listeners are voting often and early for Grace Curley, just like they did for her adopted grandfather. From year one to number one.
Make it so, number one.
The Millennial with the Mic is the most listened to midday show in Boston.
We got to bring in a new voice, a young voice, a rising voice, Grace Curley.
You can read Grace's work in the Boston Herald, the Spectator, and the Daily Mail. Now, live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
Get ready, pal.
It's Boston's number one midday show, The Grace Curley Show.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to The Grace Curley Show. Happy Tuesday. We are just chugging along here. If you are keeping up with the White House, the president is delivering remarks right now on the economy and on inflation. So what does that mean for us? That means we're going to have a lot of clips about Putin's price hike, about the pandemic, about the ultra MAGA Republicans, which is a fairly new tactic from the left. It's a new talking point. Let's hope it works out for them because these other ones don't catch on quite as quick. I don't know if we're going to have to round up the TikTokers again to get this out there.
Well, apparently Paris Hilton was at the White House for some reason, so.
Yeah, but you know what? I don't even hate on that because when Kim Kardashian went, everyone hated on her for it. And I'm like, hey, these women get things done. Say what you want. They're making big time money, business women, whatever. I mean, I would rather go to Trump's White House than Biden's if I wanted to, you know, push an agenda. But no hate there. Now, what I want to say about Biden talking about the economy right now is, you know, that we're getting, you know, some of the classics. We're getting the around the kitchen table gasoline conversation. We're getting the I produced more oil in my first year than Trump did conversation. Here is something I want to point out. When it comes to taking blame, Joe Biden does not take 10%. The big guy does not need any percent of the blame. He is blameless. He is a victim of circumstance. And so he's up there now, droning on, really just playing the hits, things we've heard 10, 11, 12 times at this point. And of course, no one believes it. Behind him, it says tackling inflation, lowering costs. How he plans on doing it, the only thing I've heard so far about his plan on tackling inflation is to spend more money. And I'm not one of the 17 Nobel laureate economists, so please forgive me if I'm speaking out of bounds here, but I don't know how that helps. Pumping more money into an already inflated economy, for me, seems like a bad idea. But I'm not one of the best and brightest. I'm not on this Avenger team of Ivy Leaguers. So maybe this is just too difficult for me to understand. I'm the person in the booth, Jared, at the restaurant, who has trouble,
clearly,
who has trouble grasping all of these intricate concepts. And
you're just an average American trying to get your three squares.
I'm looking at the ceiling fan and I'm going, I don't understand. Help me understand, Joe. Has he whispered yet, Jared? Jared's kind of keeping us up to date on all of this.
I haven't seen the whisper. There's been some stumbles. He has nominated some Holly qualified people. So Holly qualified people to positions that need to be confirmed.
Would you consider me Holly qualified?
I definitely would.
I think I'm Holly qualified to do this job.
The Holliest of the Holliest.
Jared, I'm telling you right now, you're going to get a whisper. There's going to be a pay your fair share. I can feel it. I have a sixth sense for the whisper, and it's coming.
His eyes are squinting. His brow is furling.
Doing a lot of that scratchy of the temple type thing. What is up with that? Taylor's on vacation this week. I had this conversation with him last week where I said, that's got to be a signal. And Taylor, if anyone's watching Biden, it's Taylor. Like, he has to watch this guy around the clock. And he said, no, he's not up to snuff to be delivering signals to people. Like, that is beyond his capabilities at this point. But what is that? It always seems so purposeful, the scratch of the nose, you know, that whole thing.
Yeah, I kind of thought that was a symbol or a sign to someone, but I don't know. I mean, maybe his skin is very parchment-like, so maybe he's just itchy. I don't know.
There we go. He just did it. Do you see the eye one?
Yeah.
When he grabs his eyelid and pulls it down, I think it's a signal of like either ice cream or get me out of here. Maybe a combo of both. Anyway, though, so before we get into all of this, and we'll take your calls on Joe Biden, he's blaming Republicans, the GOP, the ultra-MAGA.
Oh, big four meat processors.
The big four. The big four. You know who he should bring out to tackle the big four? I don't have to tell you. Marianne from the sunroom.
You got the big four controlling it all.
That's a lady. She is, when I think of Marianne from the sunroom, you know who I picture? I picture the where's the beef lady. Where's the beef? But she just says that every time Joe Biden comes into the kitchen to get ice cream. She's like, where's the beef?
Where's the beef?
Yeah, bring her out. I would trust her more on this than I would trust Joe Biden.
But I will have the gabagool.
Before we get into this, before we take your calls, by the way, phone lines are open the whole first hour. It's 844-500-4242. I'm sure people have an opinion on what Joe Biden should do to tackle inflation. And while I know he won't trust your opinion, because you're all part of the ultra-MAGA boomer rube morons out there, I still think we should offer it up to him, because why not? Now, there's another topic that is obviously being talked about everywhere you look, and that I really think when I look at this abortion debate, you know what for me encapsulates this administration in a nutshell, like really summarizes this administration? Is when it comes to Roe versus Wade and this hypothetical idea that women won't be able to access abortions, which is bogus. That's not going to happen. It's going to go to the states. Maybe in certain states it will be stricter, but there will be abortions in the United States of America. Fear not, leftists out there. But the White House loves to talk about this. It reminds me of like Mickey Mouse, Ron DeSantis, Donald Trump. They run to the cameras, and I always say it's very telling when they let Biden off the leash and they allow him to talk to people. You can tell a lot about this administration, about what they will talk about. National Guardsmen dying, trying to save two drug smuggling illegal aliens. No, they will not come out for that. If they think Border Patrol whipped Haitian migrants, stampede towards the microphone. On that same vein, when we have the abortion debate and they think it's going to rile up the base, they let Joe Biden out there. Go ahead, talk to the reporters. Go ahead. Go ahead, Joe. Joey, baby, you can do it. And he gets out there, the devout Catholic, very pro-abortion, devout Catholic. A little bit of an oxymoron, but who cares? Now, that's something they're very confident on. Jen Psaki gets that, you know, Psaki bomb mentality. She's, you know, pointing her finger. She's excited to talk about this debate. It's talking about passion. And Lori Lightfoot's calling for a call to arms for Democrats. You know when they get eerily less confident? When they're talking about the baby formula shortage. A very real issue. But doesn't that tell you everything you need to know? They're saying, it's just a supply chain shortage. It's not a big deal. I think some of the babies would beg to differ. But that shows you how they feel about, you know, they're always claiming, Nancy Pelosi and all of these Democrats, everything's for the children, for the children. Baby shortage, baby formula shortage, no issue. You know, they go, that's the FDA's problem. Jen Psaki passes that off.
Children love the books.
And the reporter, the way he phrases it to Jen Psaki, I know it's an FDA problem, but it could become a Biden administration problem. Do you know what the FDA is under? Like, do you know they're a government agency? Some of these comments from the reporters, I'm like, wait, what? Now, the Biden administration isn't just here and all these things are happening. They play a big part in it. But it reminds me of the Putin hacking all of these things. When Putin started hacking oil companies, they said, private companies, not our fault. Nothing's their fault when it's actually affecting people. But hypotheticals that aren't actually going to ever come to fruition, then they go crazy. Then they have something to say. And just tells you all you need to know. Now, let's get to the Lori Lightfoot here. Lori Lightfoot, the mayor, and not just the mayor, Jared, because I go to her Wikipedia sometimes and I don't know why it doesn't say this in the top line. They refer to her as the mayor. They often forget that she is also the face of Chicago. And Chicago.
Chicago, Chicago, that toddling town. Chicago,
Chicago, I will show you around. I love it.
Lori Lightfoot took a break from sending vicious emails to her employees, or her underlings. She took a break from the all caps, and she decided to take to Twitter. Not to explain how she's going to help fix Chicago's crime crisis, which, by the way, at least 4 were killed and 18 were shot in Chicago over Mother's Day weekend. Not to talk about that, though. That's put that on the back burner. That's like the baby formula shortage. That's we can work on that another day. What's really important...
Gunshots are the FDA's problem.
Yeah. Take that up with
AFT,
another department.
The ATF.
What she's ABC. Here... What she's here to tackle, Jared. Blue checkmark, Twitter. Here's her tweet. To my friends in the LGBTQ plus community, the Supreme Court is coming for us next. This moment has to be a call to arms. A call to arms. Is this considered, forget bullying Supreme Court justices into doing what you want them to do. Is this considered inciting an insurrection? Or as Chuck Schumer likes to say, can we have, sometimes I forget how we're supposed to phrase this. Chuck Schumer says it a little differently than that. It's not inciting an insurrection.
Donald John Trump incited the erection.
So whatever you're inciting, does this count? Or is this just passion? Is this just the passion escalating?
Into inciting an erection.
If anything happens, will there be blood on Lori Lightfoot's hands? Of course not. Because when Democrats incite violence, it's no big thing. When Trump called for peaceful protests, impeach 45. It's a threat to our democracy. It's the end of the world. So Maxine Waters can tell Moonbats to stay on the streets and get more confrontational. Lori Lightfoot can demand a call to arms. Madonna can threaten to blow up the White House. Kathy Griffin can hold up a fake, severed, bloody Trump head. Nothing to see here. Just don't go into the Capitol and put your feet up on Nancy Pelosi's desk, because that is a level of passion we cannot stand for. I was told yesterday that I have to stop yelling into the microphone, but can you blame me? I'm passionate. I'm passionate, and I'll probably, like all those January 6 rioters, you know, passion when you're a conservative can lead to an arrest, but passion when you're Lori Lightfoot, that's just speaking truth to power. Right, Jared?
The microphone call to arms. By the
Absolutely.
Way, we have a new member of the Axis of Evil. Senator Tim Scott is now in the crosshairs of the administration. Joe Biden also said he's from Wisconsin, so there's that.
What is, were they doing a fact check on his ancestry like Glenn Kessler did?
Yeah.
What's going on with Senator Tim Scott?
Oh, I'm sorry, Rick Scott.
Oh, I was going to say.
Not yeah. Tim Scott, Rick Scott.
Rick Scott's more, yeah. Yeah.
Sorry, I'm Bidening now.
More involved with the Biden administration.
I'm like listening to him in one ear and I'm becoming dumber. I apologize.
He's been up there for a while. What is this, like 7-8 minutes? It's got to be coming to an end soon.
It's closer to 17, actually.
You know what? You know what I want to point out, too, is that you hear a lot about, like, Putin's price hike, ultra-MAGA Republicans. All of this stuff is starting to sound like goofy menu items at a restaurant. You know, I'll take the ultra-MAGA meatloaf. You know when they have those titles and you're embarrassed to say it? I'll take the ultra-MAGA meatloaf with a pint of Putin's price hike and a side of Build Back Better Brussels sprouts. Thank you. They're just, who's coming up with these? Like a marketing team? Not good. Do better. So Joe Biden is explaining to us how he's going to fix everything. And by the way, Jen Psaki yesterday, besides when she was like, you know, scoffing at the baby formula shortage, she also claimed that nobody predicted inflation a year ago. So we have some funny trips down memory lane for Jen Psaki. The number is 844-500-4242. Any of those things we just talked about, you can feel free to call in on, because I am game to talk about all of it. It's completely ridiculous that he cannot even once take blame for anything. And now a lot of people, they might not be experts, they may not be Joe Biden's best friends, but a lot of people are saying that a recession is around the corner. And when that happens, what is he going to tell us? Is he going to tell us we should be happy about that too? That we're just not grateful enough? We don't appreciate the recession? 844-500-4242. We'll be right back with sound. All of this is on the table today. And unfortunately, we will have Joe Biden cuts at some point in the first hour. This is The Grace Curley Show.
Hi, it's Toby from Cape Gunworks. I'm taking all your firearm and self-defense questions every Tuesday. Join Grace and me for 2A Tuesday, Tuesdays at 2 p.m.
She's got the voice of an angel.
I've been called the songbird of my generation, of people who've heard me.
It's Grace Curley.
And I agree with what Chairman Powell said last week, that the number one threat is the strength, and that strength that we build is inflation.
He also called Rick Scott, who is from a senator from Florida. He said he's from Wisconsin. And a few hours ago, Rick Scott tweeted that Joe Biden is unfit for office. And so Charlie Spearing, who's from Breitbart, said Rick Scott called Biden incoherent, incapacitated, and confused before the speech. And now, as you can see, makes sense. He called him Rick Scott, Wisconsin. And that's that. That was a high point of this speech so far, I think. He's looking at the reporters now. I don't think this is going well at all. And you know, it's just pathetic. I thought he was like, oh, the buck stops with me. You know, I'm not going to shift the blame. He shifted it to every person, place, thing possible. Adam, you're next up on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Adam.
Thanks, Grace. I have a couple of things for you. One is I just filled my gas tank up, and the gas price is $5.15 a gallon. Crazy. The other question I have for you, does Biden wear slip-on shoes or tie shoes? And the reason I question, I don't think he can tie shoes anymore, let alone make a speech. And I think that's the concern I have. And also, lastly, we're going into a recession big time. This
yeah.
is not it's unavoidable. The stock market's telling you that, and inflation is just through the roof. So let's get Grace, shouldn't they have something in the Constitution or something? We should, you know, we have presidents that are so inept like this, we can just get them out of office gracefully, because they really are. Biden's killing the country, and I'm sure Putin would not be in the Ukraine if someone else is in office, like Donald Trump or someone who really believes, has a strong intuition about what the world is going on in the world. And Biden doesn't even know what's going on in his daily day, let alone the world. So thank you, Grace, for this. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Adam. I appreciate the call. And I think that what you're wondering is, could we use the 25th Amendment? See, the 25th Amendment was one of those things. It was like the 25th Amendment was like inflation. You didn't hear about it. Actually, no, I guess that's the opposite. You heard about the 25th Amendment a lot when Trump was president. And you heard the president's name a lot when Trump was president. You heard Trump, Trump's fault, Trump, Trump, Trump. Now that Biden's president, 25th Amendment not mentioned as much, Biden not mentioned as much. He is just a person who happens to be in office while all of this stuff is happening. I liked how Sky News described it. They described it as a toxic cocktail of worries that have investors spooked as far as the economy goes. Everyone is looking at this and fearing the worst, including people from the Wall Street Journal who explain the causes. Investors are questioning whether the Fed will be able to pull off its planned course of interest rate increases and cuts to its balance sheet without tipping the economy into a recession. And still, it's the same company lines about MAGA, about Putin, about all of this nonsense. And he can't accept the fact. I think he's denying it for his own self because he's so thin-skinned and has such a glass jaw. He's in denial over the fact that this was all man-made. This was all unforced error. Didn't have to happen.
He was just asked about Senator Scott's comments about him being unfit and all that. Just glossed over it. I'm not answering that. And moved on.
844-500-4242. We'll have some of those sound. And you're not going to believe what Janet Yellen is worried about today of all days. Don't go anywhere. This is the Grace Curley Show.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
If we look at the recent inflation data, large, depending on which data you look at, 2/3 to even 70% of inflation data is a result of energy prices. A large part of that is the result, and Chairman Powell has spoken to this, and Secretary Yellen has also spoken to this, as a result of President Putin's invasion of Ukraine and the impact on the global energy markets. Those are all steps and impacts that I don't think anyone could have predicted a year ago.
But they did! But they did, Jen! And we have tape! Howie doesn't like when I say tape. He thinks it ages me. We have video. We have B-roll. We have all of it. We have evidence, ma'am. Just because the people who are predicting it weren't part of your 17 Nobel laureate economists doesn't mean people didn't predict it. In fact, almost everyone on both sides predicted it. She is going Baghdad Bob till the very, very end. And by the way, Biden's big line of the day, you know how he always has those lines where he has to really make it clear what the new narrative is going to be so that people like Nancy Pelosi and, you know, Brian Stelter and, you know, good foot soldiers for the Democrats, that they can carry it with them. And the big line of the day was supposed to be ultra MAGA tax plan that the Republicans are pushing, this ultra MAGA tax plan. It's been debunked. But things that are debunked for that help conservatives are never really debunked. The disappointing part of this is that this was the money line. You know, this was the big part of the speech where he was supposed to nail it. Maybe throw in a yell, maybe throw in a whisper, but either way, you had to knock it out of the park. He managed to butcher the most important line. Go ahead, Jared.
They've made their intentions perfectly clear. Senator Rick Scott, Wisconsin, a member of the Senate Republican leadership, laid it all out. And a plan. It's the ultra MAGA agenda.
So I thought the biggest part of that was the Rick Scott mistake because he's from Florida, not Wisconsin. But it turns out that the ultra flub was not good either.
It's the ultra MAGA agenda.
I find that there is something incredibly pathetic about an administration that refuses to take even an ounce of responsibility for anything. And I know what the liberals will say. Trump didn't take responsibility. Yeah, but you know what? My 401k was doing pretty good under Trump. You know, like all these issues were not around under Trump. So I'm not as concerned about Trump taking the blame for things. People wanted Trump to take the blame for a virus that came from China, but they don't think that Biden should take the blame for inflation. Riddle me that. How does that one work? And before we get to the calls here, I see everyone on the lines. It's 844-500-4242. I have to play Janet Yellen because you would think if anyone was going to be on top of this today and, you know, be talking about inflation, she also told us it was transitory at one point. That shifted pretty quickly. I guess anything can be transitory if you wait long enough. Today, she's talking about the most important part of this whole issue. Not, you know, what's affecting you at the kitchen table. Not what's affecting you at the gas pumps. No, no, no. Janet Yellen has bigger fish to fry. She has her priorities straight. This is Cut 19.
Well, I believe that eliminating the right of women to make decisions about when and whether to have children would have very damaging effects on the economy and would set women back decades. Roe v. Wade and access to reproductive health.
You're worried about damaging effects on the economy? Oh, Janet, I have bad news for you. Have you picked up a copy of any newspaper today? Go to CNN.com and you could find news on this. Maybe we don't worry so much about Roe v. Wade affecting the economy and you worry about all of the other things that are affecting the economy. I know I'm always like sarcastic and joke around, but it does just get very, very frustrating to watch this.
Well, you know, the logical progression now with the SCOTUS leak and the baby formula, I'm absolutely certain the progression is going to be, well, you wouldn't have to worry about not having baby formula if you had an abortion. It's going to become the new Tesla line. Just have an abortion. You don't have to worry about not being able to find baby food.
You know what, Jared?
MAGA loser.
If it wasn't for that woman yesterday on MSNBC saying she would joyfully abort a fetus, I would say that you were out of line or maybe exaggerating, but you're not. You're not. Because this is the world we live in. It's bizarro land. Let's go to the calls here. James, you're next up on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, James.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Hey, I had an idea the other day. Why don't we get the scientists at NASA to tell us if we went to a distant planet and we found, let's say, a womb there with a fertilized egg inside the womb, would we call that life on another planet?
That's a good point. That's a very good point. Yeah, but, you know, we won't be hearing that kind of question asked anytime soon. In fact, it's almost insane how the left reacts to this abortion debate, and they really prove so much. You know, I threw this out to Twitter yesterday, speaking of that woman who said she would joyfully abort her fetus. I threw that out to Twitter, and I said, I understand people are pro-choice, and while I'm not really sure exactly where I fall on it, do you think this helps the pro-choice argument? And if it doesn't represent how people who are pro-choice feel, then come out and denounce it. Then come out and condemn it. Then come out and say, that's despicable. We don't feel that way. Instead, you've got people marching in front of churches saying the most horrible things, I won't even repeat on the air, about killing babies, aborting fetuses. It's really, really gross stuff. And no one seems to care. What's going on? You look like
we got some more Biden coming in. He pretty much, we always talk about how he's just a victim of circumstance, mm-hmm. and he's really leaning into that with this one.
Oh boy.
Do you believe that you and your administration bear some measure of responsibility for the inflation that we're seeing across the country?
First is we're on power. That's the first thing. And you justifiably right, we control all three branches of the government. Well, we don't really.
What?
Huh?
I'm confused.
I'm sorry, sir.
It's almost, you know, it's almost he's leaning in towards like a brilliant thing now where he says things that are so confusing that he leaves the person asking the question too confused to ask a follow-up. It's like, what would my follow-up be for that? There's so I'm left with more questions after his answers than I started with.
Then who is in control if it's not the three chambers of Congress?
I don't know. I don't understand this man. Zebra, you're next up on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Zebra.
Yeah, well, that's a beauty of a thing. He's got to go on with the rest of the senators from the woke crowd. The three branches of government, I think he's counting the legislative as two because the Supreme Court's not in his control.
It's a good point, Zebra, but the left is kind of acting like it is. They're acting like if they stand outside of, you know, all Brett Kavanaugh's home for long enough, they will control it. And, you know, it takes you into a whole nother argument about this bullying tactic, because it's really scary when you think about it that this branch, the Supreme Court is supposed to be this apolitical group that holds up the rule of law, and they are being intimidated. And I hope that they all stand strong, but I really don't know. And I think that kind of gives you a little insight into Joe Biden's mind on all of these things. Keep going, Zebra.
The real problem we have here, why they won't take responsibility for any of their actions, is because that would get in the way of them deliberately doing what they're doing. We may be deplorables for caring about life and loving our country, but they're despicables for doing what they're doing for their ideology of wokeness. And there's going to come a day when Joe Biden's not there or Kamala's not there, but you just pick the dandelion out of the yard. You got to get down to the root. I hope they all get voted out. If you got a D next to your name, you're never going to see my vote for as long as I live.
I say,
get out.
I second that. I'll never be voting for a Democrat in my lifetime, without a doubt. And by the way, just because that last caller was talking about this, there's a really good piece in The Federalist by Elle Reynolds. We've had her on the show before. Why today's left is willing to admit abortion kills a child and still support it. So for a long time, that was the argument. It was, oh, it's not a child, it's a clump of cells. You know, it's different than killing a child. Now they've moved past that part of the argument. Now you don't even have to acknowledge that. It's like, oh yeah, it's a child. Oh, for sure. But we still want to kill it. And that's where I think this gets really crazy. And what she wrote here, a line that I thought was interesting, she said, but the times such an act has been celebrated have historically been tied to religious rituals in which a child was sacrificed to a supposed deity. Now, the reason I bring this up is because there is like the celebration part of it is really, really disturbing to a lot of people, and for good reason. And I think that is kind of where we're seeing this line be crossed, where people are going, wait, I was pro-choice, but I don't think we should be joyfully talking about this act, which is really, really upsetting, no matter which side you fall on. 844-500-4242. I just keep looking at Jared because he's got his hand over his mouth. You look like you've seen a ghost. What is going on over there? Is this all because of Biden?
Oh, yeah.
He was in particularly bad form today, I will say. David Marcus on Twitter is very, very generous towards Biden with these things, and he tweeted out, Joe Biden is not doing well today.
Yeah, so this cut just struggles getting through this is all it's labeled as.
My plan is to lower everyday costs for hardworking Americans.
Can we quote you on that, Mr. President?
It's nuts, and people are just. This is like what we've come to accept. Shame on everyone who voted for this dude. Shame on everyone. And let's take a little bit of CNN, because CNN Business was reporting on the price of gas, which a lot of callers are weighing in on now. This is cut 10, please, Jared.
Not long ago, the forecast was for cooling gas prices by Memorial Day. The opposite has happened. AAA says the national average for regular $4.37 a gallon, racing above the record high set in March, up 17 cents in just the last week. Context here, to match an all-time record adjusted for inflation, you're going to have to see gas prices about $5 a gallon to feel like the record set in 2008. But still, this is every time you fill up, you can tell the difference. Diesel prices are also spiking. The national average, a record $5.54 a gallon, up 49%, to 49 cents rather, in a month.
Let's take John Berman from CNN, cut 9.
And this morning, economic anxiety growing across the country. Gas prices hit a new nominal record this morning, $4.37 a gallon. This comes as prices for everything from groceries to plane tickets continue to rise. Meantime, stocks, the stock market taking a huge hit amidst all the uncertainty.
I know I've said this before, but I just want to throw it out there one more time. Remember when the Boston Globe did the fake cover of If Trump Won? And it was like, stock market plunges, economies in turmoil. I'm just saying, if you guys want to reprint that, if you guys want to get it out there and just swap out Trump for Biden, it would actually probably be a very current, good front cover.
It's a hell of a lot of journalism.
What a bitter end for the Boston Globe on this. My friends at Eden Pure have done it again. BOGO has been extended for another week. What are you waiting for? Jared, what are these listeners waiting for? Because you talk about the Eden Pure thunderstorm all the time, how much you love it. You love it in your basement. You love it in your kitchen. You also love it in your car.
Yes, and that's why you shouldn't wait for the BOGO. You get two of them. You can have one in the home, which does all the stuff that you would expect it to do in the kitchen, in the basement, wherever. But the Thunderstorm air purifier also comes with a USB cable that you can plug right into the unit, plug right into the USB port in your car, and you turn it on your car and you get that ionized air in your car, which eliminates any odors, it eliminates allergens, pollutants, even some viruses, all that nasty stuff you don't want to be stuck in a car with.
Yeah, so when people still ask us, does it really work? Jared just said it well, of course it does, and it works really fast, and it also works in the kitchen if you cook a lot, which I know in my house, we do a lot of cooking. That's how I'm going to phrase it. I should say Will does a lot of cooking, but I like the royal we. The we do a lot of cooking. For allergies, pet smells, or any odor you need to get rid of, you need the Thunderstorm air purifier. How do you get it, though? All you have to do is go to EdenPureDeals.com with code GRACE. You go to EdenPureDeals.com, code GRACE, to get your Eden Pure Thunderstorm BOGO, buy one, get one. We will be right back with some remarks from Joe Biden's economic advisor, Cecilia Rouse, and also some more sound from Joe. We've got the poll question coming up. It's just wacky. It's a wacky time to watch. This man is falling apart. You know, we used to say like, oh, he'd have to come out without pants on. I don't think that's whatever has to wake people up from the spell that the press is under. It's got to be more than that.
Well, we had the caller who asked what if he wears tied shoes or not. I'm pretty sure he's in Crocs at this point. So
Velcro.
I think the Velcro pants are coming next.
Yeah. 844-500-4242. We will take more calls on this when we come back. This is The Grace Curley Show.
The Grace Curley Show will be right back. This is The Grace Curley Show.
Look, I know you gotta be frustrated. I know. I can taste it.
It's not good. That's how I describe it. If you said to me, how's it going? It's not good.
It tastes like pistachio ice cream, my least favorite.
Clay Travis wrote, the stock market is tanking again today, meaning we are rapidly approaching the stock market turning negative for the 18 months Joe Biden has been in office. It's truly remarkable how Biden is failing on every possible issue simultaneously. I've never seen anything like it.
Taste it.
You've never seen anything like it, but have you tasted anything like it?
I can taste it.
What is it? Yeah, it must taste like his least favorite. Maybe it's rum raisin. John, you're next up on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, John.
Hi. My voice is a little off. I had mouth surgery. But I think this Biden is all an act. Just one of the New York mobsters who were caught. You'd see him coming into court with IVs and walking around the streets with their pajamas on. I just think it's because of all the stuff he's involved with his son. And I think it's an act. I don't think there's anything wrong with him.
Yeah, but don't you think he'd amp it up a little bit? I mean, I know it's bad right now, but I feel like if he was really trying, then they would do something more dramatic. But it's not a bad theory, John. We're always open to theories here. He does do this thing where one of the reporters asked him about Rick Scott, Wisconsin. Just kidding, Florida. About Rick Scott's comments about him being like incapacitated and confused. And we'll get to this cut eventually. But he listed off the tweet, which listed all these things that are wrong with Biden. And I thought it was very revealing that when he was reading it to Joe Biden got this like really, really wide Cheshire-like grin as he's saying this. He doth protest too much, even with his smile, don't you think, Jared?
Yeah, that smile is like, you know, just he knows he's a scumbag. Like he knows it.
Yeah.
And he's like, you're not going to get me, Jack.
And he knows he's losing his mind. I mean, yeah. There's no doubt about that.
By the way, going back to 1848... there has never been a Senator Scott from Wisconsin. So, not a one. So, I don't know.
In 1848, Joe Biden was only like 20 then, right?
I know. He got his first 48 Corvette. 1848 Corvette. It was the Hell's Bells, man. It was a graduation wedding gift.
Hey, he's a car guy. Today's poll question is brought to you by the Law Office of Jeffrey Miller. Everyone can go through bad times, but that doesn't mean you're a bad person. Attorney Jeff Miller represents good people in bad times. You can reach him at MillerCriminalDefense.com. That's MillerCriminalDefense.com. Attorney Jeff Miller, reasonable doubt at a reasonable price. Jared, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Who's most to blame for the current economic situation? Ultra MAGA Republicans, Putin's price hike, or 17 Nobel laureate economists?
I'm going to go with the economists because I was told over and over and over again that we had nothing to worry about, that inflation was transitory, that Joe Biden was doing a bang-up job with all of this. And now he still wants to reference the experts about what's coming up. Like, no offense, dude, but I don't trust your experts. It's like if a guy sells you a lemon car, I don't trust your experts. Clearly, your experts are off. So I don't need your expert opinion on anything anymore.
17 Nobel laureate economists in the lead at 88%, 7% for Putin's price hike, and 4% for the ultra my MAGA Republicans.
That includes
Remember, the
Donald
Senate
Trump,
Republic
by the way.
Leadership laid it all out in a plan. It's the ultra my MAGA agenda.
Ultra my MAGA. 844-500-4242. Ari Hoffman from the Post Millennial coming up next. Don't go anywhere.